Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 290 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We're going to talk some Ankeny Centennial Girls basketball tonight, but before we do that, we're proud to announce that Legacy Realty of Iowa is taking over the primary sponsorship of the podcast. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny, over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, well, my first guest tonight is the head coach of the fourth-ranked Centennial Girls basketball team. He has guided the Jaguars to an 8-4 record, including a 5-4 mark in the CIML Conference. And earlier this season, he earned his 700th career victory. He is Scott Young. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. One of you guys had a team meal over at Coach Albertson's house tonight, so I appreciate you making time for me as well on a busy night. Now, I know you've been coaching for a long time, and Coach Albertson's been coaching even longer. You know, he must still enjoy it, huh?
Well, you ask Maya, but what we for sure enjoy is going to his house to eat. So a lot of famous things there, the Marsha bars, the ice cream, so it's all good. But yeah, we enjoy what we do or we wouldn't be doing it anymore. So the kids have a lot of admiration for LB. So he's like a grandfather figure to him, I think. So it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great years, and this is one of them.
So. Sure. Yeah, congratulations on your team's 62-27 win over Urbandale on Tuesday. I was at the Ankeny doubleheader, so I didn't see the game. But it sounds like your team struggled a little bit in the second quarter, but otherwise it was another solid win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a solid win. I mean, if you look at Urbandale's scores and their games, they're really tough-nosed, and they play really hard. They're well-coached. So, yeah, it was a good win for us. We started off really good. Our defense was really good throughout the whole game, I thought. And then the third quarter, we started making a few more shots, and we pulled away at the end.
One of the highlights of the night was when Maya Crawford, who is sitting here with us tonight, scored her 1,000th career point. You know, that must have been a pretty cool moment for the whole team, huh?
It was. You know, she wanted to wait till the very end to do that. So, it was, you know, it's a remarkable feat, to do that, over 4 years. It's a lot of consistency. It's a lot of great teammates, and it's a lot of individual skill. So the combination of it is certainly a lot to celebrate.
Well, then you tried to downplay it when you reached the 700 win milestone earlier this season. You know, I'm guessing maybe you enjoyed this celebration a little more because you'd rather have the players get the attention, huh?
There's no doubt about it. So the win was great, and then to have all the other stuff on top of it, just makes it enjoyable. And then to do it at home and with their teammates, certainly memorable.
Of course, Maya scored the first 267 points of her career when she was a freshman at Cedar Falls before her family moved to Ankeny, and then she joined your program as a sophomore. You know, did you know much about her when she moved here, and did you know what kind of a player you were getting?
No, I didn't know much about Maya. She's lucky I didn't know much about her. No, I think a little bit, but not too much. But then we did hear that, you know, her dad coached for a long time at UNI.
12 years.
Yeah. 12 years, so it's... You know, when you're entrenched in the college of that and that long, people don't seem to move that much. But anyway, he found a remarkable opportunity, as you saw,
right,
Wednesday night at Iowa State. So I think it's been an awesome move for them, for her dad, her family, and certainly it's been a joy for us to have Maya in our program for 3 years.
Well, you talked to my reporter, Steven, the other night about all the intangibles that Maya brings to the team in addition to her scoring ability. You know, she's got to be one of the most versatile players you've ever coached and probably one of the best leaders, too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, what she had, a lot of double-figure rebound games. It's her spirit and the passion that she plays with that is so enjoyable for me. And the competitiveness, our two leaders, her and Jaden, they're extremely competitive players and they're really, really good athletes. And that kind of spreads to the rest of your team. So, we feel very fortunate to have Maya and Jaden, and the whole rest of our teams, they're just a lot of fun. They really enjoy and have a passion for basketball.
Well, of course, Maya tied the single-season school record with 352 points a year ago. You know, she's obviously had a great career. And I'm trying to remember. I don't think you've had, you know, many 1,000 point scores at Centennial, have you?
Well, I'm trying to think of if we've had any. Maybe, and we were thinking about that. Maybe we have. I don't remember, but it's not been too many. And Maya probably can attest to this that, you know, we usually have had a really balanced teams, and without the shot clock, you know, the scores were quite a bit lower. You know, we don't allow teams to get a shot off very easily, and if they don't have that 35 seconds to shoot with, they would still, you know, be holding that ball for a long time. So, but no, I don't think we've had too many.
Yeah, from the little research I did today, Maggie Phipps was, but of course she already surpassed 1,000 points at North Polk
right.
before she
doesn't
came
count.
Here. And then Cleo Murray might have reached it, but of course she got injured her junior year, so that kind of slowed her down. But other than that, I don't think...
I'm trying to think back to Ankeny, and I don't really remember, so...
Yeah, it'd be a long time ago.
Erica
Juneau probably did.
Yeah, right.
But,
Well,
anyway, you mentioned Jaden Pratt, and she is on pace to reach the 1,000-point milestone herself. From my math, she currently is sitting at 840 career points, and she leads the team with an average of 14.7 points a game. With 9 games left plus the postseason, she would reach the mark in the regional final, you know, at her current pace. And that'd be a great way for her to close out her career, too, wouldn't it?
It'd be very, very cool if she could do that as well. And they're good rebounders too. So,
Jaden poured in a career high 30 points on 11 of 15 shooting in a win at Valley last month, and that's a team that you'll see again next week. And like Maya, she's had a great career, and she seems to be playing her best basketball, you know, of her career right now. Of course, she's been in the state tournament so many times in both volleyball and basketball, and she seems pretty determined, you know, to close out her career in a fine fashion, doesn't she?
Jaden's playing at a high level, and doing some, like Maya, doing so many things. They're both playmakers, they both can score, they both can do it on the defensive end, and it's just not like a one-facet thing, it's multi, and that's what makes them so valuable.
Let's talk about your upcoming schedule. You guys will host a rematch against number 2 Dowling on Friday, and that should be another great game. Last month, you guys battled back from a 14-point deficit and nearly pulled it out, but the Maroons were able to hold on for a 56-52 victory. Maya had a huge game with 19 points and 9 rebounds, but you guys really didn't have an answer for Ellie Moeller. She racked up 27 points, 11 boards, and 6 blocks. And of course, Dowling has a great point guard in Ava Zetiker, but you know, Moeller is almost a bigger matchup of a problem in the post, isn't she?
Well, they are a problem, and it's, you know, Ava's certainly where you kind of start because she's got the ball and she's been so good for 4 years, but then you add Ellie to it, you know, she can shoot, she can get in the paint and score, she can block shots, she can rebound, and then, you know, they were 14 for 24 from the three-point line against Valley, and it was, you know, there was a multitude of players, so, they're really, really good. They got really, really good players, and they're really, really well coached. And it's a combination of that's why they're the second-rated team in the state.
Well, then after hosting Valley on Tuesday, your team will play its next 5 games on the road, and that begins with a trip to North Polk next Saturday. The Comets are unbeaten, and they're ranked number 2 in Class 4A. So that's going to be a good test too, isn't it?
Yeah. Maya wants to get into coaching, so there's a thing called a player coach, so maybe she can take the reins here for about a week or so and kind of stick her hand at it and see how she can fare against North Polk, you know. So, no, I'm kidding. Where our schedule's, you know, North Polk's got a really, really good team, and I think we all know that Valley's going to be a way different story than last time they hit us on a night where we were playing really, really good. So we're going to be going through our conference for the second time. And really, the balance of our season is going to depend how we finish the end of our conference season. So to beat all those teams a second time, we haven't played Southeast Polk yet. We haven't played Waukee yet, both great teams. And if we want to keep our resume building, those games are going to be really, really important for us.
Well, of course, your only losses have come to the 3 teams ranked ahead of you, and you do own wins over the 2 teams ranked directly behind you, Cedar Rapids Prairie and Pleasant Valley. You know, so it's very possible that the top 6 in the rankings, you know, may not change much, you know, if at all, the rest of the regular season. You guys have already lost twice to number 3 Waukee Northwest. You know, so it's probably going to take a win over Dowling or Johnston to move up, and I'm not even sure even doing that would do it.
Well, it would be nice. I mean, you know, we've been knocking on the door. We've been close. With all those games. So we just got to keep knocking on the door. We just keep getting a little bit better. And tomorrow's a big test for us. So we're excited for it. We want to see where we're at. And we know after that, there's no state champion going to be crowned tomorrow. So there's more work to do.
and your team will get another crack at number one Johnston on February 4th. And they did get quite a scare the other night. The Dragons trailed by 9 at halftime at Waukee Northwest. They did rally in the second half for a 9-point win. You know, do you think that was a sign that perhaps Johnston, you know, could be a little vulnerable, or is it maybe more of a sign of just how good Northwest is?
Northwest is very, very good. I mean, they're deep, they're athletic, they're skilled. They're young too. So Johnson's got a lot of experience, the seniors plus their experience in the state tournament. So I just think it's two really, really good teams. And I think Dowling has to play both of those yet, do they?
I think so.
So there's some really, really good games coming up. Johnson's, you know, they keep winning, you know, even though you think that they made it a little bit down. I don't see that at this stage. And they've got a lot of experience. They're used to winning. So, they're going to be hard to beat. I can see that.
Well, it should be a fun rest of the season. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll see you at the game tomorrow night. So thanks a lot for coming in, Coach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And we, again, appreciate all your work. And we'll see you at the game.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. And Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my other guest tonight is a senior guard for the Jaguars, and earlier this week she reached the 1,000-point career milestone when she had 11 points in the Jaguars' win over Urbandale. She is currently averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds a game, and she leads the team with 45 assists, 36 steals, and 15 blocks. She is Maya Crawford. Maya, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, thanks for coming in tonight. I usually do my podcast on Wednesdays, but I was up at Hilton last night, like Coach referred to, for the Iowa State men's game. Of course, the Cyclones had a huge win over Kansas. Your dad, Eric, is an assistant coach for TJ Otzelberger. Now, were you up there last night, or did you just watch on TV?
No, we were there. It was a fun environment there last night. It's probably the loudest that I've ever been there, or it's ever been since we've been here in the first half. So it was fun and exciting to be able to experience that.
Well, the Iowa State men kind of pride themselves on their defense, which is what, you know, you guys do as well. Do you see any similarities in the way that the two teams play?
I think we both just, Iowa State does a really good job of applying ball pressure. They make it hard for the other teams to score, and they're very physical on defense, and I think we do a lot of the same things there. We like to have high ball pressure and then just play as physical as we can without fouling. So, yeah, I think we do those two things very well.
Well, you can appreciate good guard play, and I don't think you guys have anybody like Curtis Jones, though. Some of those shots were amazing, weren't they?
Yeah, he's unreal. I don't know what. He's phenomenal to watch. He's a fun player. He has high energy, so it's fun watching him.
Well, there's been a lot of talk that Iowa State, you know, could be a Final Four contender, and I'd be thrilled if the Cyclones make it to San Antonio because I already have plans to be there. So if your dad's team makes it there, would you get a go?
I mean, I would hope so. Yeah, I'll probably be there.
Well, let's talk about your team now. Congratulations on reaching that 1,000-point milestone the other night. And I should also mention that Ankeny's Savannah Gage reached that mark last Friday as well, so congratulations to her too. So I assume you knew that you were closing in on the mark?
Yeah, my dad told me a few games ago that I was within like 50, and he was like, it's going to happen this season, just it doesn't matter when it's happened, but you're probably going to get it. So I kind of knew that I was getting close. I just never knew. Or going into the Urbandale game, they were like, you're probably going to get it tonight, and then I didn't know about all the other things after the game that they were all doing, so it was fun being able to celebrate that with my team and all my family and friends there with me.
Well, sounds like you got off to a little bit of a slow start after going scoreless in the first half. You had 11 points in the second half to get to right to 1,000 points. I didn't realize until today when I did the math that was the amount that you needed. And you're probably happy to get it over with and not wait a couple more days, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. I think, yeah, going in the first half, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I just kind of stuck to myself and had confidence in myself that I was going to be able to score in that game. And I think I knew going into the game, I knew how many I needed to have, so I just was trying to get that. And it came later than expected, but I'm just glad that I was able to do that and accomplish that.
We told my reporter, Steven, after the game that you had looked forward to accomplishing the goal, you know, ever since your freshman year at Cedar Falls, but that you couldn't have done it without your teammates. And you mentioned that the transition to Centennial was hard for you, but that you had great people around you that helped you through it. So what was the hardest part about making that transition? Was it just learning a new system of play or adapting to the new coaches?
Yeah, I think Centennial made it really easy for me. They were open arms right away from like June when I first got here. They started doing summer workouts with all of them. So being able to make those connections early really helped. But yeah, the transition, it's obviously hard. Like, I was a sophomore in high school, leaving all my friends that I've gone to school with my whole entire life. So that part was difficult, but being able to, it was easy to adjust to, like, our coaching staff and everybody else around me, just because I was surrounded by such great people. So it was really easy and smooth throughout it all.
Well, I asked Coach earlier, you know, if he knew much about you before you came here, and I'll ask you kind of the same thing. Were you aware of Centennial's history when you came here, and had you followed Coach DeYoung's career, you know, for very long?
I was not aware of much of Centennial. I knew there was one game that Centennial beat Cedar Falls at Cedar Falls to go to state. I remember that game, but other than that, that's all I really knew. But coming in, everyone was just like, you're going to have to play defense at that school, and that's kind of what I use my pride and joy off that. So going into that and knowing that coaches that more or like thought a lot about defense and not just like scoring in offense was very important to me too.
Well, let's talk about your upcoming games. Obviously, you guys have a big one tomorrow when Dowling comes to town. The Jaguars have never beaten Dowling since you've been here, but you have been close a couple of times. There was the game earlier this season, and there was the game 2 years ago at Centennial when you guys took the lead late before Ava Zetiker made two free throws in the final seconds to win it. You know, what's going to be the key for you guys to come out on top this time?
I think we really just need to rebound the ball better and then obviously get back in transition. They're a great team overall. I mean, they have three power five players on their team, so they're a good basketball team overall. They have everyone knows their role very well on that team, so being able to stop their main players but also control their role players or their bench too as well. I think our bench is a good matchup against theirs, so being able to win that matchup hopefully will put us in a better position at the end of the game. And then we just got to be able to stop their runs and go on our runs as well.
We talked with Coach about how your team's only losses have come to the three teams ranked ahead of you. You know, do you feel like, you know, it would be pretty important for you guys to win either this game or the one against Johnston next month just to prove that you can do it before you get into the postseason?
Yeah, I think it's just important to ourselves, too, just to prove to ourselves that all the work that we put in throughout the whole season, that if we come close or just are able to beat the other teams ahead of us, that would be really, like, it would help a lot for the state tournament and just give us that confidence to roll with.
Well, I mentioned the scare that Johnston had the other night. You know, were you surprised at all by that?
No, Northwest is a great basketball team. They're young. They're going to be good for the next 3 years. Like, the way that they play basketball, they're very structurally well, and their coach is very – he has them disciplined very well. So, they're all – I honestly thought Northwest was going to win that game after hearing all the scores and watching it later. So, yeah, I think Northwest, they – I have a lot of respect for them and their program, but I would watch out for them in the state tournament.
Well, Maya, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about your future college team at Drake. The Bulldogs have had a really good season with an 11-5 record, and they lead the conference with a 5-0 mark. They've won their last 9 games, and leading the way has been former Waukee star Katie Denebeer, who I think they'll have to name the Conference Player of the Week award after because she's won it so many times. Have you had a chance to get to a few games this year?
Yeah, I've been to 2 or 3 games this season, so yeah, it's been fun. They're a fun team to watch. They got a good squad this year. They returned a lot of their returners from last year, so being able to watch them, watch Katie, like I watch Katie all the time. She's like one of my biggest role models right now in college basketball because now I'm going there, but also I think I play a lot like her. So just learning new things from her and just watching her game has really helped me evolve mine too.
Well, of course, Katie's a senior, so she's going to leave some big shoes to fill next season. You know, do you feel like there's an opportunity for you, though, to step in and help fill that void?
Yeah, I think going into the summer, I know that they're losing a lot of girls on their team. So knowing that I'm going to have to step up and mature a lot before I'm about to play college basketball, like, it's going to be difficult. It's a whole new world over there. Like, there's so many different things that come along with that compared to high school season and everything. So I just got to really mentally prepare myself for whatever I'm going to have to do over there.
Well, there's quite a connection from Cedar Falls to the Drake program. Your former Cedar Falls teammate, Grace Knudsen, is a freshman on the Bulldog squad. And another Cedar Falls player, junior Karis Finley, has committed to the program. Now, I know you were over at the Yankee Gym last month when Cedar Falls played the Hawkettes. So Karis would have been an 8th grader when you played at Cedar Falls as a freshman. So had you guys played together much before?
Yeah, well, actually all three of us used to play each other or play with each other on the same team when Grace was like in 6th grade. So I was in 5th and Karis was in 4th. So we were all super close. We always kind of played on the same AAU team together. Me and Karis played AAU together until last year. We were always on the same team. So it's exciting that we're all going to be at the same college, and unfortunately we didn't get to play high school ball together, but it's kind of even more, kind of just shows like our friendships and everything through that with like us going to Drake all together. It's a lot of fun and excitement to look forward to.
Well, I know Cedar Falls sent a few girls to you and I, you know, over the years too, so Drake decided to muscle in and take a few of you away, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, hey, Maya, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial Girls Basketball Coach Scott DeYoung and Senior Point Guard Maya Crawford. I appreciate the time from both of them on this Thursday night. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.